What is self-love? For me personally, as I've gotten older, I realized that self-love is not only loving who you are as a person, but also knowing who you are as a person. There's a difference when you love every inch of your body versus when you don't know who you are. I find that interesting when I started reading the Principles and Power of Vision by Miles Monroe, when he spoke on knowing who you are as a person, knowing your own identity, loving who you are to a point where you wouldn't try to be someone else or even lose yourself. Like, for example, I remember being young. Well, I'm still young, of course, I'm not old. But I remember being in a relationship and getting to know this person. It started off okay, you know, you're courting, you're dating, you're getting to know this person. But after a while, I started to question, why am I in this relationship? Why do I feel like I'm losing who I am as a person? Why do I feel like my own identity is like being stripped away from me, you know? And I started to look at that person and say, well, if that person loved me as I am, they wouldn't try to change me. They wouldn't try to say, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that about you, or you need to change it to make us work. And you begin to realize, does that person really love me? Because if you love me, you would love every inch of me, all of my scars, everything. And I began to realize that that's not love. And I realized where God was like, you need to leave that relationship alone, because baby girl, that's not love. You need to leave it. And I felt so lost coming out of that relationship. I felt so lost because I'm like, who am I? Who am I? It's like I didn't know who I was. I felt like I had to start from scratch, learning who I was as a person. I had to learn, who is Dania? Who is Danae? Who is Dania Danae Allen? Yes, I may know my name. Yes, I may know my age. But who am I? And I began to say this affirmation after reading the Principles and Powers of Vision, where I say to myself and to someone else that I am Black, I'm beautiful, I am brave, I am bold. It gives me that confidence that I know who I am and I shouldn't try to change who I am to curve in somebody's box or to fit in somebody's box because they don't understand who I am or they don't want to accept me for who I am as a person. And I just want to say to all the persons out there, like, never ever try to position yourself to be someone else or to position yourself to fit in with someone just because you want to make a relationship work. I mean, relationships come and they go. Now I'm looking at that person was like, what I was thinking to even be with you in the first place, like what I was thinking. But you know, we all make mistakes, we all live and we learn. And if we don't make mistakes, how will we learn, you know? And for me personally, I love myself so much to a point right now where confidence is like beaming. It's like the glow up season. It's like, hey girl, look at yourself in the mirror type of confidence. And like when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, go girl, who is that? Is that you? That to me speaks self-love. When you can look yourself in the mirror and you're getting ready to probably go to church or go out on a date or go out with your friends and you take so long looking yourself in the mirror, that speaks volume. That speaks that, wow, I know who I am. And it might take a long time for you to figure out who you are, but when you get to that point when you're so in love with yourself, and it's okay to be in love with yourself, because what happens when people want to come with their bullshit, you're not going to take it. Because you're like, I'm so in love with myself to a point where I'm not going to take that bullshit. I'm just going to let it go and keep it pushing and keep it moving. And if that person is not meant to be in my life, then just let them go. Because you have to reach at a point in your life when you're not going to be chasing people or running behind people. Because what? At some point, you will see people's true colors. At some point, you will see who means you well and who does not mean you well. And not everyone who starts the journey with you will end it with you. And that's what most of the times we need to understand. So that, in essence, you will be able to have what you call self-love. You're so in love with who you are that if a man comes your way and he's not going to treat you right, you will walk away. If a woman is going to come your way and she's not going to treat you right, you can walk away. Because you know what? You love you so much. You're so in love with you. You will not take that bullshit. And that's what I have learned over time. So the next time somebody comes to you with bullshit, walk away. Because you know what? You have self-love so much. So in love with you, you won't take it. But stay tuned for my next episode. Part 2.